This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. It has been a momentous week, and I apologize for the way I sound, because once again, the weather. I live in the upstate of South Carolina, and I get all four seasons in a week, and that just destroys my sinuses, but enough about me. I want to do a shout out real quick. Coming from the land of KTOX out of Needles, California, there's this this young lady, 81 years young. She listens to the show. She likes the show. And I like it when people listen to the show and like the show. The fact that she is a female, I like, because females are going to be the saviors of the Second Amendment. Her name is Mary Ann Zinser. And her son pointed her out to me that she listens to the show. I think she's getting ready to confiscate one of her son Matt's ARs, maybe his AR pistol. Go ahead and do that, Marianne. It's okay. He'll buy another one. 81 years old, carrying a gun. A Walther PK-380. I dig that. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. People of, you know, from like 60 up, breaking in on them if they are armed is not a good idea. That's really not a good idea, because they are not going to have it. They will deal with things in a really decisive way. Now, those out there that hate the Second Amendment and guns, they're going to do anything and everything in their power to advocate for gun control legislation, with the end goal being that they want to do away with them altogether. They'll flat out lie to you to your face about shootings and gun laws that are on the books as a means of creating mass hysteria to further this agenda. And recently, when he had a town hall with CNN on this past Wednesday night, first of all, they had to go get Mini Mike a step up, because, you know, we couldn't see over the lectern. They got him a step up, and he instantly jumped to assumptions about the shooting at the Molson Coors at Molson Coors in Milwaukee, even though at the time authorities had yet to release detailed information about the gunman. And they called him a gunman. This is one of these. Now, you know, when you look at a copy like this and you're saying to yourself, well, this is coming from a conservative source, and they use the term gunman. That's how lazy journalism is. I'm a gunman. If you carry a gun, you're a gunman. When you go to the shooting range, you're a shooter. This guy was a murderer. He wasn't a gunman. He was a murderer. He's a rampage killer. And what we know about this rampage killer was that he was a former Molson Coors employee that was fired earlier in the day. And he left and retrieved a firearm, came back and opened fire on his former co-workers. Now, according to Mini Mike, universal background checks should be passed in all 50 states, but it'd be much easier if we could do it on a federal level. He said, I noticed when I was backstage watching the president, he said, our prayers should be with the families. And I'm sympathetic with that, but what he should have said is, we're going to do something to have background checks to stop guns being sold to people that shouldn't buy them. Now, for anybody that's ever bought a gun, handgun, long gun, shotgun, potato gun, whatever gun, for anybody that's ever bought one of those, you notice that they hand you a Form 4473 and you fill it out. And if you don't, like in my state, because I have a concealed carry permit, I don't have to go through the background check. So they just do the paperwork. I hand over the coin. They hand over the gun. I walk out the door. Everybody happy? Yeah. If not, then you have to go through the background check. And the background check is supposed to be instantaneous. That's the way it was written. However, the people at the gun shop do not, you know, roll out some seer with a crystal ball to try to foresee if you're ever going to use that gun in a criminal manner. There's no way to do that. Bloomberg, after he put his universal background checks misdirection out there, he reminded the audience that the Second Amendment exists, but the Supreme Court had ruled reasonable restrictions can be placed on Americans' right to keep and bear arms. And he, this is his statement now. The reasonable privileges include things like background checks, so you don't sell guns to minors, people with psychiatric problems, or people with criminal records. And if you did just that and took 24 hours to go through the background check, you would make a very big difference in the country. I find it, well, first of all, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It doesn't take 24 hours to do a background check. As a matter of fact, it probably shouldn't take 30 seconds. But that's beside the point. It's interesting that Bloomberg is telling us how to fix things to prevent shootings like the one in Milwaukee, yet we don't know about the guy, the rampage killer. We don't know what, besides, you know, that he used to work there. He was a disgruntled employee, and this seems to be an act of revenge. You don't leave one place and say, I'm going to show you. Go home, get a gun, come back, start shooting people. That's called premeditation. That's crime when you do it that way. It's crime if you do it every way. But, you know, that one is first-degree murder. We don't know how he got his gun. We don't even know what type of gun was used. We don't know how many rounds were fired. We don't know if there were multiple guns. Making the assumption that this guy was a prohibited possessor who went out and bought his gun on the black market is irresponsible. It's irresponsible for anyone to jump to conclusions and say definitively that some kind of gun control law would have prevented this tragedy. Gun control prevents nothing. It prevents nothing. It prevents no crime involving a gun at all. Not gun violence. Don't call it gun violence. Crime involving a gun. Just like you have crime involving a knife, you have crime involving a car, a hoe handle, whatever. You know, whatever. Now, there's two things that are going on here. You have somebody trying to make political hay out of a murder, and you have the police that are trying to investigate this. And it would sure be refreshing, you know, like in a Mentos breath freshener kind of way, if the gun control zealot harpies would shut up long enough to let the facts come out. And then you can rail on about how this would save this and this would save that. And then I can be sitting back and I'll know what, you know, I'll know at least as much as you know about what you're talking about. And I have, you know, literal mountain ranges of empirical data to back me up. All you got is the feels. So I guess that would make too much sense, though. See, Mini Mike just wants to be in control. He wants to control everything. Mini Mike thinks he knows better than you. He wants to control how much soda you can have. He had a thing out there. I've mentioned this once or twice. It never came to fruition, but he wanted to regulate breast milk. How on earth do you enforce that one? He's quite Orwellian. And he's got this Napoleonic thing going on, I guess. I don't know what he's got going on. He does score some points from time to time against Bernie Sanders. But hey, you know, when you look at Bernie Sanders and you look at Elizabeth Warren and you look at Mike, Mini Mike there, and then you look at the rest of them, some of the others. I mean, Joe Biden he's harmless. If he were elected president, he wouldn't know it. He wouldn't realize it. We'd tell him every day, he'd forget. Now, Bernie, you know, all of those people are very dangerous people to the republic, to freedom. And that's the thing that everybody should be coming away with. Plus, of course, they had this thing that came up where now the New York Times is trying to make the Russian thing a thing again. But I'm not going to keep on harping on that one just because I'm bored with that one. Aren't you sort of bored with that one? But yeah, Mini Mike is a fun kind of guy. We're going to talk some more about Mini Mike when we get back, just because he's such a target. He's just a great target for this, for some of these things that he likes to bust up on me and throw out there on a regular basis. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Being pro Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment, from all things, all freedoms spring and prosper due to the fact the Second Amendment exists. So I, you know, if somebody comes and says, "Oh, so you're this and that," and yeah, I just go, "Yeah, yeah." and I'm watching presidential politics quite a bit. Presidential contender, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. Well, he's either straight out lying, or he's ignorant, or seriously uninformed about gun law in the United States. And none of these reasons is a viable qualification to set policy on America's right to keep and bear arms. In fact, if he's lying to you or ignorant, he shouldn't be setting policy for anything. CNN does a lot of town halls for some reason, and he was at a town hall event just prior to coming here to South Carolina to debate and have the primary about his proposed, you know, how his proposed administration would tackle the criminal misuse of firearms. And he immediately pivoted to gun control talking points that have no foundational truth. Because guns don't commit crime. People commit crime. So getting out there and worrying about the criminal misuse of firearms and saying, well, we're going to attack the firearms. Well, that's stupid. Nonetheless, he laid out his attack on the Second Amendment rights in a five-part plan. He said, number one, we need universal background checks. Well, Bernie, criminals are already prohibited. And your point about people who have a violent past, including domestic violence, should not be owning guns, that's already law. Maybe that could be enforced. We don't need another law, and we definitely don't need the background check system is a fail. It is a fail. Nicholas Cruz passed a background check. Dylan Roof temporarily passed a background check. Elliot Rogers passed a background check. As a matter of fact, the most recent rash of rampage killings we've had in these United States have been due to people passing background checks where the background check system has failed. And here, Bernie is clearly glossing over what is already standing law. Individuals who have been convicted of violent felonies and domestic violence crimes are already prohibited individuals. You know, the 4473, which is the background check form, ask the individual if they are under indictment or been convicted of a felony for which a judge could imprison that person for more than a year. It's questions 11B and C. If you answer yes to either of those, it's an automatic disqualifier. If somebody lies on that answer, that's a federal crime, and if they are indicted or convicted, the background check run through the FBI's NICS will come back with a denial to the firearms licensee, which immediately halts the sale. Notice what it doesn't do. It doesn't arrest the guy or girl for trying to buy a gun. It just said it's a federal crime if they lie about it. Then there's the gun show loophole. He said, number two, we have to end the so-called gun show loophole, which allows people to legally purchase guns while avoiding a background check. This is a reglossing, if you will, of universal background checks. Now, points one and two are the same thing. The gun show loophole is a gun control talking point that has no basis on fact. If you go to a gun show, if you go to a gun shop, if you go to a corner and it's a federal firearms licensee, if he's selling out of his trunk and he's an FFL holder, he has to run a background check. That's law. That is law. The person buying the gun must complete the background check form, then the firearms retailer verifies the FBI's NICS that the individual is not prohibited. Unlicensed dealers, that's a euphemism for criminals. There's two kinds of legal sellers of guns. One that is engaged in the business of selling guns, where they must be licensed and regulated by the ATF. Then, if somebody's selling guns for a living without doing this, they are criminals, plain and simple. Or there's people that own property that want to sell them, which in some states that's illegal, some states it isn't. Here in my state, it is not illegal. Then Bernie comes out and creates a whole new category, which I didn't even know, and he's making out like it's legal. He said, number three, we've got to end the so-called straw man provision, which allows you to legally walk in, buy as many guns as you want, and sell them to gangs and criminal elements. I just wish he forgot to name the statute. This one is out of left field, which is, I guess, where Bernie hangs out and gathers his gun control ideas. Someone who attempts to buy a firearm from another who is unable to pass the required federal background check, or for another, or does not want his or her full name associated with the purchase, is committing a crime, a felony, punishable by 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. That's supposed to be per incident. And yet, for most people that are caught and convicted of straw man purchasing, well, depending on where they are, sometimes they get away with a slap on the wrist. It's not really a pushed prosecution, if you will. And he's making out like this is legal right now. Where, like, take me, for example. I don't even have to go through a background check. I could just walk in there and I could, you know, I'm sure nothing would look funny if I threw open an attaché case and $25,000. Like, how many guns will this buy for me? Well, go ahead and fill out the 4473. How many blanks is on it? 10? Okay, let's just do 10 today. And then I fill that out and I'll be like, I'll be back tomorrow when my trunk is empty. And then I go out and I find the criminal element of the upstate of South Carolina and I sell all of these and I make bank because these guys selling now the trunks of the cars, you know, it's so profitable. Nobody's selling for retail. And then I go back the next day. This is what Bernie Sanders thinks is going on, or this is what he is portraying as going on, and it simply isn't. Then he wants to ban what I refer to as the personal defense weapon, the AR platform, or semi-automatic long guns. Said number four, what we got to do, and it's something I've supported for like 30 years, is ban the sale and distribution of assault weapons in this country. That's already against the law. Any fully automatic gun made after that arbitrary date in 1986 cannot be sold to the public. Those made prior to 1986 are available, but require extensive additional background checks, including fingerprinting and registration with the ATF. They're also prohibitively expensive because they are so rare, because there's so few. And what he's really calling for is a ban on semi-automatic rifles. Some people like to call them the modern sporting rifle. I call it the personal defense weapon, because that's what the Department of Homeland Security calls it. We know what you're about, Bernie. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. It's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800. 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Well, welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now that I feel better. Excessively combative. So if you're listening to what I say and if you think, wow, Bill's rhetoric is really way out there, well, that's by design. Yeah. Recently, we had from the Bloomberg School of Public Health a study that concluded assault weapon bans, their words, don't actually work. Then we had Dr. Garen Wintemute's finding that the California's extensive gun control laws have done nothing to curb homicide or suicide by firearm. And this is coming from gun grabbers. This is coming from people that have an agenda. So this adds to the slew of empirical information available demonstrating that gun control doesn't work. It doesn't work any better than drug prohibition or liquor prohibition or whatever. There's a reason for that. That's because the people that break laws do it professionally. They ignore pesky things like laws. But I digress. Then we get this from the LA Times, which journalism has become a really lazy occupation. They don't even look around and see what's out there. They see something that might go along with their narrative, and they jump all over that like I don't know what. So they've jumped in with their own conclusions regarding what kinds of gun rights limitations would work, and it's some fascinating reading. A new database from the Violence Project, whatever that is, provides some insight into what measures, if any, could stem the bloodshed. The researchers there have conducted a detailed study of 167 mass shootings, resulting in 1,202 deaths that have occurred in the United States since 1966. Pay special attention to that whole time frame, because we're talking here what, 54 years, 167 mass shootings in 54 years. Now, their data has been cross-referenced with five types of gun control proposals. And the analysis reveals that if all of these policies had been in effect at the federal level, they would have had the potential to prevent 146 out of 167 shootings, including all but one shooting in the past 5 years. This coming from the LA Times now. This looking at this, quote, study, end quote. In the body of the article, LA Times journalist Rahul Mukherjee runs through a list of five gun laws he feels need to exist. What does he consider of the utmost importance? I'm glad you asked. First up is perhaps the greatest gem of the entire piece, a ban on straw purchases. See, these guys get out here and they think that these are legal. They're not legal. Passing another law to make them more illegal is a little bit like, you know, double secret probation. Mukherjee uses Columbine as his example, stating a friend bought guns for the two killers, and a ban on straw purchases would have prevented that. No, it wouldn't. There's a problem there. Straw purchases, one, are already illegal, and it's almost like criminals are going to behave criminally no matter what laws are on the books. This is the way this works. Second on the list is the desire for a safe storage requirement. Now, some states have already put these in place, like Washington State. I'm looking at you and your rapid decline into the anti-gun hood. And here, Mukherjee turns to the example of a California murderer to justify his request. This law aims to prevent unauthorized people like children from accessing guns. In 2001, an underage shooter in Sacramento who was blocked from purchasing a semi-automatic weapon was able to kill five people using his father's firearms. You know, he was blocked because he was underage. Now, you may be, right now you're probably picturing somebody like the Beaver swiping his dad's AR-15 and going on a rampage based on that description. And a lot of people, unfortunately, you're not alone on this one. But those murders back in 2001 were carried out by a 20-year-old security guard who's been suspended from his job and reacted by spending 24 hours with guns and pipe bombs killing people. He murdered his ex-girlfriend, three former co-workers, a City of Sacramento employee, and shot and injured a LEO and a passing motorist. Why was he suspended? Well, because he trashed his ex's car. He lived with his father. His mother, who was accused of molesting him, was in jail. His family was known for having run-ins with the police and was known for being white supremacists. And yet, Mukherjee believes a safe gun storage law would have definitely have prevented that. So obviously he used a handgun because he could have bought a rifle. Then there's the assault weapon ban, which Mukherjee writes would prohibit the sale of many high-powered rifles. And, you know, I could take the time to explain that the AR-15 is not an assault weapon, but that feels sort of pointless at this point. Handguns aren't assault weapons either, but some states apparently need to hear that fact. The way they write these laws, the Glock 19 would be an assault weapon. Mukherjee also goes on to regurgitate the other gun control cliches about how gun show loopholes not only exist, but they're killing people, and how if we only had red flag laws across the board, everybody would be just fine. Well, we had sort of a red flag thing with Nicholas Cruz, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School killer. He had attempted suicide, and his threats to attack his school had been reported to the local sheriff. A red flag law could have given someone the opportunity to intervene. That's his thinking. But when it's a 20-year-old security guard murdering his ex-girlfriend and co-workers, he's an underage shooter. But when it's a 19-year-old at a high school, he's a man, Mukherjee. Could you help me out with that? I'm just trying to understand your terminology. I just want a little consistency from you. And do we need to talk about the systemic failure to intervene that allowed the Parkland shooter to murder 17 people? Do we need to talk about that? So sometimes, you know, I can sit back and go, words matter, but sometimes an understanding of what you're talking about would help a lot, and understanding the law would help a lot. The LA Times and Rahul Mukherjee display neither intellectual honesty nor any comprehension of current gun law in this particular piece of junk, and my guess would be they don't want any of those things. Now, there are 22,000 some odd, maybe 23 by now, some odd thousand gun laws on the books today. Now, countless murderers carry out their killing sprees with firearms obtained illegally, whether by theft, lies, or government error. And rather than adding more laws to the pile, why not use what's already on the books to reduce the number of criminals on the street? And then when you do that, maybe lock them up and don't let them back out. Let them serve their sentence. Is that okay? I think that's okay. I want it to be okay. But here's the main thing. This is the main thing when it comes to this kind of stuff. This kind of ignorance of what actually happens is very dangerous when it comes to setting policy. Because they would go and restrict freedom as a means of correcting things that, you know, they don't enforce. So when this doesn't work, we'll just take freedom. We'll just take freedom away. And that's the way they look at it. It's a privilege. It's a privilege, don't you know? So, LA Times, you stepped all in it. Rahul Mukherjee, you're an idiot. Me, I'm getting a headache. But that's okay. Part of the job. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, show of hands. Who just caught my faux pas? In proper fashion, but as we were going out of the last segment, I slipped and I said we'll be right back, and I used lock and load. And for those of you that like this kind of content, I would ask that you go check out Lock and Load right here at Genesis Communications Network. This is 15 times the content, although we've got plans for Gun Owners News Hour too coming up soon. But it's 15 times the content that I do on a five-day-a-week basis. And if you like this, you probably like Lock and Load. And if you would take the time to listen to it and maybe give me a little feedback, I'd appreciate that, too. That would be so much more gooder. Right now, human trafficking, people are finally becoming aware of human trafficking. Human trafficking is a big deal. It's become somewhat of a buzzword, and some people are actually overreacting to it. People are terrified that they or someone they love will get snatched up and sold into some kind of slavery, which that's a rarity. It does happen, but it's a rarity. And I'm not going to preach caution on that. It's not nearly as likely as some seem to believe. Being wary of your surroundings is rarely a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination. Human trafficking occurs primarily among runaways. And, I mean, we're talking about human trafficking happens to people in their 20s, you know, almost in their 30s. And these are people that are coerced into doing something. These are people that are offered this to do this, and then they go into it. Occasionally, you will see children and females snatched for the sex trade. The problem is that once whoever these individuals are that enter this world, in about 24 hours, we will never hear from them again. And this is the scary part. So this is why I'm not going to preach caution on looking at human trafficking. Now, some things are happening. As human trafficking has become a little more prevalent on the radar of some people, the classes that were once a popular way to help prevent women from being raped have morphed into preventing human trafficking. And we have this, a 15-year-old Taekwondo student hosted a human trafficking awareness and self-defense workshop on Saturday in Moline. As a Taekwondo student myself, I've learned many skills I think have helped me in my own life, Livia Dodd said. She asked Family Resources to help her inform CUDS Kaitans about human trafficking, which is considered a form of modern-day slavery. During the Family Resources presentation, women listened to the recorded stories of survivors and were provided with statistics and resources. Even in their local quad cities, women are at risk and they don't even know it, Dodd said. That's big. That's a big road to hoe for a 15-year-old to take on, much less make it into a success. But she is correct. I also hope that those who attended understand the innate limitations of a class like this. Because learning to keep yourself safe from a potential attack of any kind isn't something you really get out of a one-day seminar. This becomes a lifetime commitment to learning on the topic. It's understanding the nature of the threat and how to address it. When I was a younger man against a single opponent, most of the time, no matter what size he might have been, I had a very good chance of going hand-to-hand with this person and probably persevering based upon knowledge and background and experience. All of that was predicated by the fact that I was physically able to pull that off. And as I have aged, that physical capability has recessed. And as that has recessed, I have had to bring the gun into it. And it's actually now the way I go now. I'm not going to get out there and square up and get into a posture and everything and hold my hands up. I'm going to get where my gun sight is away from them. The gun's coming out. And, you know, somebody's got to make some decisions. Classes like this one from Ms. Dodd have a role to play. They're great primers for getting someone a basic foundation. But it's never the end. And it doesn't matter where you go. If I go, you know, sometime later this year, I'm going to take a class somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe Steve will swing by this way. I don't know what will happen. But maybe I could get with John Farnham, or maybe I could even go out to Thunder Ranch. But wherever I go, that's not the end. It's never the end. The unfortunate reality of combative skill, whether it's in a self-defense setting or whether it's, you know, it's in an offensive, like if you're a military or something, is that it is, one, it's a very fragile. You're always at a very fragile level because if you don't constantly practice, constantly do the stuff and go through the stuff, it's going to begin to deteriorate. Now, what happens far too often is that a woman attends a class like this, be it a focus on rape or human trafficking, and walks away confident that they're prepared for whatever may happen next. Then, if they actually practiced and drilled on any physical skills, they don't practice them after the class. And they never add to that arsenal. So in essence, they act like they've now done everything they need and don't realize that they're still vulnerable. And this is why I have mixed feelings about classes like this. Nothing like this should be reflected on young Ms. Dodd here. She's a 15-year-old, and she clearly is taking this seriously. And she probably figures, and she's correct, that this knowledge is better than none. And anything that empowers people to feel like they can act in such a situation is likely to benefit them in any violent encounter more than being docile and just letting things happen to them. But my hope is that these women understand that they're not at the end of their particular journey. They're just at the very beginning. Classes like this are a foundation. They're a basic entry into a world that most people are oblivious to. And with luck, some of them will recognize they only have the most cursory understanding about what can happen. And they begin to delve deeper into the world of personal defense. Personal defense is a world that most people don't want to be involved in. Simply because you have to be able to turn on hyperviolence. And let me explain why I call this hyperviolence. Because you have someone who's probably been stalking you, sizing you up. You have somebody that has probably been, observing you for a minute, following where you go. They've waited now till you may be in what they consider to be the most vulnerable position to be in. And they're going to be coming at you full of confidence and swagger. And they understand that rapid, sudden violence is going to knock you off your stride, and they're going to try to do this. And this is why what I refer to as the defense, it has to be hyper-violent. Because you've got to stop them. Now, How can you do that? In my case, and I discussed this with Masada Yub the other day, in my case, I'm going to the gun. Gun's coming up. They get to make a decision. They make one more step. Then I'm going to shoot them till they stop. Because my bar is lower than it used to be. And that's a hyperviolence they're not prepared for. They expect me to be a good, docile victim. But I'm not. I'm not going to be. I'm not going to be that good, docile victim. I've made my decisions. I'm emulating Marianne Zinsser. She's made her decision. I've made my decision. This is something that this kind of awareness. And, you know, the saddest part about this is people would be more aware if they just take their heads out of their phones. But, you know, that's wishful thinking, I know. But the same thing that works to prevent rape and assault would work to prevent human trafficking. Increased awareness. Very simple thing to cultivate. You see the trouble before it's getting to you. You see it down the street or on the left side of the road, right side. You go to one side. If they follow you, you go to the other side. If they follow you, now you begin to size up what's about to happen. And you get set. You get set in your mind. You get set in your soul. You get set. You get set in that place where hyperviolence resides and only should be let loose when you have to. So, I'm glad stuff like this is happening. I'm glad young people are doing it, and I'm glad people are attending it, and it's just the beginning, and never think it's ever the end, because it is never the end. So go out there. Enjoy the weekend and be aware. Back again next week. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.